Yo.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
What's happening? I'm back. Welcome. Degenerate Derek Podcast. Recording on a Thursday. Back to a little bit normal schedule. Went 2-3 last week. Not too happy about it. I felt good. Really, honestly, I wasn't good at all last week. I'm not going to lie, which I fucking hate that. When you feel good about a week and then you just shit the bed. Didn't have a great week. Went 2-3. I don't have all my notes with me, so I don't know what my overall record is, but it's basically whatever it was last week, just do 2-3. So it's like I'm still right at the 58% mark. We're heading into week 15, so I got to get it together. I got to hit some 4-1s. Otherwise, I'm going to miss out on that 60% that my goal is for the season, and that's going to piss me off. Getting down to it, though, week 15. So you got 15, 16, 17, you got 4 weeks left because we now have 18 weeks. Don't forget in the regular season and then the playoffs. And don't forget, podcast still goes on during the playoffs. Last year, I shit the bed in the playoffs. I'm not even going to lie. I had a great regular season, and the playoffs came, and I probably picked 10% correct in the playoffs. So we'll aim to do a little better this year, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's still focus on week 15. You got a football game tonight with the 49ers, my Super Bowl pick. Standing by it, even with Brock Purdy, even though that probably ain't going to go down well. You know, because it's just like, I don't know. Maybe, he's looked good, but I can't believe I think Jimmy G may be the better option. Obviously, he's like tore up his knee, so he's not going to be an option. But what I'm saying is you think like Jimmy G would be, you know, you'd be happy if somebody replaced Jimmy G because he might possibly be the one holding this team back. But I actually think he was the perfect quarterback for this team. But got to give credit to Purdy. He's doing his thing. So 49ers Seahawks tonight, not on my card. Line opened up at -1.5. It's gone all the way to -3.5. I love the 49ers. I'll probably end up betting on them tonight, but they're not a part of my five picks for week 15. But if you want to know me personally betting the game tonight, I'm absolutely betting the 49ers. I bet the Seahawks last week made me fucking disgusted that they lost at home to the Carolina Panthers. Just Seahawks, I couldn't figure them out all year. Going into the season, I thought they were going to be shit, and then they turned out to be not too bad. And then when I finally got on board with the Seahawks, it's like they can't do anything. Even though I was on the Raiders a couple weeks ago when the Raiders beat the Seahawks, so I was happy about that. But still, Seahawks totally disappointing from how the season started, that's for sure. They got a division game tonight, though. Thursday Night Football, they are hosting it. It is in Seattle. I do like the 49ers, even with the hook at -3.5. -105, that means you bet 105 to win 100. I'm on the 49ers. Moving on to week 15. Let's see. What games do we got for week 15? You got Dolphins-Bills? That looks fun. Bills were one of my winners last week, but that's only because I bet against them with the Jets. Got lucky on that one. I had the Jets plus 10 last week. They cover that game, but they lose to the Bills by 8. Seeing a bunch of social media today with Cole Beasley back in a Bills uniform. I don't know if that really means anything. Cole Beasley seems like he's like 100 years old, so I don't know. That should be a good, fun game, though, but Bills are favored by 7. Dolphins, the Dolphins fucked the bag up last week, didn't they? They lost to the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. Yikes. Not a good look if you're a Dolphins fan. I haven't been on the Dolphins' dick like everybody else has all season. I'm probably going to stay away from that game. Looking ahead, you got Browns-Ravens. Browns favored by 2.5. That will definitely be on the card. Give me the Browns -2.5. This is a must-win game for them. Must-win. They're already 5-8 on the season. Deshaun Watson's got to get it done. I love the Browns -2.5. That game opened at 2.5. It has stayed at 2.5. It's in Cleveland. Give me the Browns -2.5 at home against the Ravens. That's going to be my first pick. Pick number 5.
Number 5.
I already gave it, dumbass. Browns -2.5. You got Vikings, Colts, Falcons, Saints. Lions, Jets. Jets are plus one. I mean, fuck. The Lions shocked me last week. I went against them. I had the Vikings. Lions were like, oh, yeah, you don't think we're for real? We're just going to beat the Vikings' ass, and they did. Got to give them credit. They stepped up when I thought they weren't going to. And they did their fucking thing. Do they do their thing again? Are the Lions just a force to be reckoned with? I got to go. What's going on with the Jets? Are the Jets going to have Mike White back or no? If Mike White's back, because I know they had to. There's no way that he's out in the. And this game's only at one, I don't think. Because Zach Wilson. So Mike White went out last week against the Bills. They had to bring in Flacco because Wilson was inactive. What a dumbass situation that is. You have this like super high draft pick that you're now just making inactive on your team. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the Jets in that one. I wish this fucking page would load so I know who is starting or not. You fucking piece of shit. God damn, the internet fucking up here sucks ass. Sucks ass. Load, you motherfucker. God damn it, dude. It's pissing me off. All right, whatever. We're going to come back to it as soon as that goddamn page loads. You got Texans, Chiefs, gross. 14 points, though. Texans really gave the Cowboys a run last week, didn't they? God damn. Cowboys are kind of sleeping a little bit. Makes you worry, but I'm not worried, but it makes you worry. Cowboys haters were licking their chops on that one. You got Bears, Eagles. I'm done going against the Eagles. Except for until next week when the Eagles play the Cowboys, then I'm laying the wood. I'm laying everything. Every dollar I can find, I'm putting on the Cowboys to beat the Eagles on Christmas Eve. I've been calling that game for, feels like 6 months now. I've been saying the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles' ass on Christmas Eve, and I fully believe it. I think the Eagles got a reckoning coming their way. Steelers, Panthers, I don't know what way to go on that game. Panthers coming into Seattle last week and beating Seattle's ass. Cowboys on the road taking on the Jags. -4.5. Give me the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys. Give me the Cowboys. -4.5.
Number four.
Yeah, thanks. Cowboys -4.5 on the road. Taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's pick number four. What do we got? Three picks left? That's fine. Cardinals, Broncos. Ew. Give me the Cardinals, bro. Colt McCoy.
Number three.
Give me the Cardinals, bro. +3. Kyler Murray's out. Sad story with his knee, tearing up his knee, but you got Colt McCoy coming in. The Broncos are dog shit. They can't score touchdowns. Russell Wilson's getting headshotted. I love the Cardinals.
Number three.
I love the Cardinals. +3, baby. Yeah, give me them Cardinals. +3 on the road, taking on the Broncos. All right, let me find. I need two more picks. Let me see if this Lions-Jets bullshit is. Let me go down. Injury report. Show more, you stupid ass. Is Mike White's not even on? Oh, yeah. Mike White, probable Sunday ribs. Okay, so his ribs are fucked up. Ooh. God, that's a tough game. That's a tough game. Because the Jets need that one. But are the Lions going to give it to them, though? The Lions ain't giving people shit. The Lions are like, oh, yeah, you can think you're going to fuck with us? We'll fuck you up, dude. And they have been. Oh my God! Which way do you go on that game? Patriots, Raiders. You want to talk about two shithole teams? Raiders -1. You got Josh McDaniel going up against his old head coach. I think he's beat him before, right? Didn't he beat him when he was with the Broncos? Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure that's right. Thank you. I think I'm correct on that one. Does he do it again with the shitty Raiders team at home? The Patriots just look like shit. Honestly, like their offense is gross. They can't move the ball. They can't.
Number two.
Give me the Raiders, -1, taking on the Patriots. All right, that's my pick. I need one more game to fill my five picks for this week's week 15. I need to get back on the right track. Went 2-3 last week. Not happy about it. I've had like 8 winning weeks. I think I've had 5 losing weeks and then 1 week where I went like 2-2-1. So not the best, not the worst, that's for sure. Not the worst. I mean, when you have, you know, 3 more winning weeks ahead of losing weeks, you know, it's tough to really sit here and cry about it, but you know what? You know what for my number one pick? Huh? I'm going to go
J-E-T-E Jets.
I'm going to go Lions. Yes, I'm going to go Lions to come in and fucking wreak havoc. -1. This line opened up at Lions +2.5. So there are 2.5-point underdogs. It has went all the way across the line to where they are now favorites. Usually the pros hate that shit. Like, if you get a chance to bet a team that was the favorite, oh, man. That's like a rule. That's a fucking rule. I'm going to go Jets. I'm changing it.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jets.
Number one.
Jets +1 at home. They're going to shut down the Lions. They're going to end this bullshit-ass Lions bullshit that they got going on. And, And the reason is just because I just talked myself into it. Because when you have a team that earlier in the week you could have got Jets -2.5. That's what it opened up at. It opened up at Jets -2.5. That means they would have to win the game by 3 to cover. To now, they could lose the game by 1 and you tie. It's went all the way. It's being bet the wrong way. Jets are the right side here. I'm supremely confident in it. Give me the Jets +1. So to recap. Again, Thursday Night Football, I am betting tonight on the 49ers. Absolutely, 49ers all day, -3.5 on the road, taking on the Seahawks again. 49ers are my Super Bowl team. Then I got the Browns, -2.5, taking on the Ravens. And then I got the Jets, +1 at home, taking on the Lions. And then I got the Cowboys, -4.5, taking on the Jags. Then I got the Cardinals +3 on the road taking on the Broncos. Because even if they lose that game, they're going to lose it by like 1 or 2 because the Broncos ain't beating nobody by more than 3. Hell no, they're not. And then for my last one, I got Raiders -1 at home taking on the Patriots. Those are my 5 picks for week 15. I feel good about them. Not going to lie, I feel good. I felt good last week though as well, and I got my fucking ass whooped at 2-3. So let's hopefully I can reverse that, get back on the winning track. We got 4 weeks left, including this one. We got 4 weeks left to try to get over that 60% mark for the year. Season goals. Keep your eye on the prize. Yeah. I feel good. I feel real good. Feel good about the season overall. I think I've done a good job navigating. I've had a lot of great weeks. Not too many horrible weeks. Even my losing weeks are like 2-3. So it's not like I'm going 1-4 and 0-5 and just completely shit in the bed. So going to hold my head up high. Got a big week for you here. Week 15. All right. Get on board. I'm not losing another week for the rest of the season. I'm calling it now, motherfuckers. I'm calling it now.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.